Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Jason Barsky Show on WIOK News Radio.
All right, his website, it's bognetforcongress.com, B-O-G-N-E-T-F-O-R, congress.com. I want to welcome to the show candidate Jim Bognet. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No, no problem. I'm happy to have you here. And I've been talking about this throughout the morning a little bit. It's weird when I know going into something that I disagree on a lot of different issues and with somebody, but I try to make it clear up front. Hey, we disagree, but let's have a conversation about different things. You're one of those guys. Now, before I go any further, your commercials are everywhere. Oh, my God. I think that's amazing that you have that much backing. And nice job with the field goal.
Thank you.
Were you a kicker back in the day?
Yeah, in high school, I was a kicker. Really enjoyed doing it. Football means a lot to us up here in Hazleton, so we all grew up playing football, and I was a pretty poor wide receiver and strong safety, but I was a pretty decent kicker.
And instead, you decide to serve the people. I'm sure you turned down NFL. No, we don't have to go there, but you're running for Congress, and ultimately your goal is to go up against Matt Cartwright.
Yeah, exactly. I believe we do have to go up against Matt Cartwright and get him out of office. That's the whole goal of my campaign.
What is the number one reason, in your opinion? Okay, what is the number one reason you think he needs to go?
Well, I worked for President Trump in Washington,
right,
D.C., and I'm telling you, when Matt Cartwright voted to impeach our president, it all kind of crystallized what had been going on the last 4 years. Ever since President Trump got elected, the media has been going after him. The Democrats have been going after him nonstop. I've never seen a president who's been more maligned and attacked by the other side with the media almost as the opposition party. And when Matt Cartwright voted to impeach the president, the light bulb went off in my head. This will never stop. This will never stop as long as there is a Democratic House of Representatives. If you have guys like Matt Cartwright who talk moderate but then vote however Nancy Pelosi tells them to vote, we will have the president have the threat of impeachment in 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024. Matt Cartwright, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Ilhan Omar will never stop trying to remove President Trump from office, so we have to remove them from office.
Now that brings up one of the points. Hearing you say that brings up one of the points that I don't want to say it drives me crazy. It's one of the big differences we have. I'm an independent, always have been, so I always felt like I'm going to go issue by issue by issue, as opposed to saying I'm on a team like the R's or the D's or whatever. I mean, you're clearly campaigning saying you're going to be someone who's going to help President Trump get things done and protect President Trump. How is it different? And it's wrong on their side too. I think it's ridiculous when they just vote party line. It's one of the more spineless things that people do when they just line up and vote. Okay. What's different than to say what they're doing is wrong, but if you get in there, you're campaigning saying, I'll do it for the president? How is it different in your opinion?
Well, here's one way I tell you it's different. We have never seen such knee-jerk opposition. I mean, President Reagan, who was a great president, got his tax cuts passed with Democrat votes. John F. Kennedy, a Democratic president, a pro-life Democrat, got his tax cuts passed with Republican votes. We have never seen the out-and-out opposition that we've seen from Democrats, lockstep unity, doing whatever Nancy Pelosi says to impeach a president. To impeach a president over nothing. I mean, now we're 4 months later after COVID and dealing with that. Impeachment seems like a memory, but they literally tried to throw a duly elected president out of office over a phone call that they didn't like. I mean, if to me, there's nothing worse than trying to, throw away the results of an election. That's what they tried to do. I think that's very different. There's only been 3 impeachments in the history of our country, and they tried to disqualify this man, President Trump, from running for office again because they didn't like a phone call. Jason, I think that's a whole different ball game than regular political fights.
Okay. I mean, it's interesting. I remember having so many discussions because I don't know if you know this, but talk radio, we kind of focused on a lot of that forever. It seemed like it would never go away. And toward the end, it was like, all right, well, it's probably not going to throw them out of office. And the framers of the Constitution, the people who came up with these systems, were really incredible in the fact that they made it really difficult for a president to be thrown out. Really difficult. Some people say that I've heard people, plenty of people, Republicans, they would never get rid of them. It's not about law. Look, the systems are in place for a reason. And I know people don't like the results, but it is what it is. But still, at the end of the day, are there issues? Have there been situations where you're just like, I disagree with President Trump there? Or is it just like, do you look at it more as like a general giving a soldier orders?
No, I look at it as you have to represent your district, and our district is very much behind President Trump. I mean, okay. I think about what are the main planks of President Trump's policy. Build the wall. I'll tell you, if you walk around the streets of Hazelton, Pennsylvania, everybody down here, Democrat, Republican, Independent, almost everybody believes we need to finish the wall. If you look about trade, a lot of people think that China has been ripping us off on trade. I think they've been ripping us off on trade, and I think they really covered up coronavirus and cost us hundreds of thousands of deaths. So when you look at what President Trump supports, I believe that's what our district supports. Matt Cartwright, who I'm running against, he doesn't support those things. I mean, just this past week on Friday, he voted for a $3 trillion hostile takeover of the economy that included billions of dollars to illegal immigrants. We're here trying to fight illegal immigration. Illegal immigration's done a number on my hometown of Hazelton, Pennsylvania. And you got Matt Cartwright voting to send billions of dollars in stimulus checks that we're paying for, the taxpayers, to illegal immigrants, Jason. I think that's indefensible.
Yeah, and to me, I figured as soon as I saw it happen, I'm like, it's never going to go. And sure enough, within an hour, it's not going to go anywhere. There's all these symbolic votes, and it's like people plotting their moves three moves in advance. Do you think, if you were there right now, what would you want to see happen for the American people? If it's not this $3 trillion, there's got to be something where we're meeting in the middle versus nothing, nothing versus this $3 trillion plan. What would you propose right now if you were in that spot?
Yeah, I will tell you, but let me just first make one comment on that. My mom used to say when people are trying to tell you who they are, listen to them. Those symbolic votes, that's Matt Cartwright telling you who he is, and who he is Nancy Pelosi's lapdog. So that's what we're hearing. We will go along with Nancy no matter what she wants to do, no matter how much money she wants to spend, how many abortion providers and illegal immigrants she wants to help. Matt Cartwright will be there to vote for Nancy Pelosi. What do I want to do? I want to get money into the hands of the first responders. I want to make sure we have PPE for our cops, not just for our medical professionals, they need it, but for our cops, for our firemen. So I think that's important. I think we need to help our localities. Some localities have really been challenged by this. I'll tell you, Hazleton's really been challenged by this. We had an outbreak of COVID up here. So we need to help our localities, backstop them. We need to refund the PPP program. When I saw that they were holding up funding the PPP, which if most of your listeners probably know is a small business loan program that helps small businesses all across my family has a construction business. These folks out there that are suffering need PPP. Nancy Pelosi and Matt Cartwright tried to hold it up over $25 million for the Kennedy Center of pork. You can't put pork over people. So I do think we need to get money into the hands of businesses. We need to make sure we help businesses operate safely. I think we can open up safely. I think Governor Wolf's done a horrible job, and his minion, Miss Levine, have done a horrible job. We need to get Pennsylvania back open. So that's another thing I'd be doing if I was in office. I would be pushing on the governors. Let's open up America. People want jobs. People want to work. We can do it safely. But I'd be pushing hard to get back to work.
Okay. A bunch of questions actually have come in. You kind of touched on with China, the virus. And I know one of your commercials says, like, you know, I forget what the wording is specifically. You may remember it better than I will. That China sent us the virus. Someone's like, how did they send us the virus? So one person asked me to ask you about this. And I think it's a fair question. I understand this virus is here and I believe it's real. And I know people firsthand who've died. Unfortunately, it sucks. When you say, you know, China sent us this virus, where do you get that from? Is it just connecting dots? Is there some information you have that we don't yet?
Well, I'm happy to tell you about that. I've also had friends that have gotten sick with the virus, and thank God no one has passed away, but I'm sorry for your loss. It's very clear how they sent us the virus. Number one, it started in Wuhan, China. Number two, they stopped flights within China from Wuhan and did not stop flights out of China to the rest of the world. There's Exhibit A. Number two, we have intelligence chatter. They've been talking about it, that they were worried that it got out of the lab where they were investigating coronavirus. I don't know what the facts are, but they should let a international investigation determine that.
I agree.
Number three,
yes.
When President Trump put in a travel restriction on January 29th, I was one of the first people in the country to call for a total shutdown of flights in here from China. It was very clear we had a pandemic, and I said, let's stop flights. President Trump, a few days later, put the lockdown in place on flights into the United States. Well, guess what? China didn't stop flights to Italy, got people in Italy sick, and then people from Italy flew to New York. There's a reason that New York is so much worse off than other parts of the country. They were getting flights from both Asia and Europe. China covered up coronavirus. I say this in my head. They covered it up, and they lied about it, and we should make them pay for that. We've lost hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. We've almost lost 100,000 people in America. Of course we should make China pay for this. They've lied to us. The Chinese Communist Party lies about everything, and they've lied about this.
Okay. If you were in office today, what would you do? What would your plan be to... And by the way, let me clarify. Based off of your answer there, I'm just thinking, my brain's moving very fast, and I'm talking before I'm thinking here. Listening to your answers, I mean, you're connecting all the dots, and that's your conclusion, but there's no proof yet. The investigation is what's needed, and I would agree with you 100% on that. It's quite possible that everything you're saying turns out to be 100% true, but right now it's speculation based off of what we know, correct?
Well, right now it's, I think, fair conclusions based on the best available evidence, but, you know, if you can't get into a crime scene, it's hard to investigate. So why are they not letting us into the crime scene to investigate?
It's that whole communism thing. It's a little difficult to deal with. So you get voted in tomorrow, okay? How do you help boost the economy back? Because we're struggling right now. I agree with the thoughts on Governor Wolf. I think he's either, I don't know, I feel like we've moved... We were very careful, understandably, but we were being too careful when we could be moving. You know, we're walking when we should be running. What would you do? What would you try to do in order to get the economy not just moving a little bit, but like exploding again?
Well, I think we had the best economy in a long time under President Trump before COVID came in. You know this area. We've suffered a lot under the Obama years. It took us until about 2016, 17, 18 to really come back from the Great Recession. So I think we can get this economy moving again, get a blue-collar boom started again. Number one, I think a lot of the problems we're having are state government made. I mean, Governor Wolf said construction was non-essential. No other state in the nation did that, shut down construction almost completely. Let me tell you, man, I grew up working construction for my dad's business. There are kids of laborers and carpenters and plumbers that won't go to Bloomsburg University this year because their parents don't have the money to pay for it. And they won't go to Penn State, and they won't go to Scranton, and they won't go to Kings and Wilkes because there's no money to send them because Governor Wolf said construction's non-essential. There were schools that were emptied out of students. All the schools were closed. Projects couldn't go forward in those schools. Why not? Because five plumbers couldn't lay pipe around a big school. So I think if we would just take the constraints off that Wolf has so unfairly put on, that's where you're seeing county commissioners around the state rise up. Let's take the restraints off. This is, in many ways, a bad governance problem. I mean, one of the reasons we've lost so many people in our nursing homes is because Rachel Levine signed an order saying, you have to let COVID-positive patients back in our nursing homes. Let's stop hurting our people, our economy, our state, from Wolf and Levine in Harrisburg. That would get us going. The other thing I would say is, let's get money into the economy. Let's let those things flow into the economy so jobs can start. And also, let's give some liability protections to businesses. You have small folks who cut hair, who do nails, and they're scared sick to open back up again that Levine and Wolf are going to say, hey, if you don't follow every single bit of regulation, we're going to sue you and take you out of business because you operated unsafely in a COVID environment. How are we supposed to get those small businesses back open when we have the governor of the state of Pennsylvania calling them cowards and enemies and deserters on the field of battle against COVID because they want to open their business back up?
Well, look, you got some answers there. It's interesting. I've heard your commercials before. It's really, I've enjoyed hearing you expound on some of these things, and I'd love to do it again at some point. Do you have a final message for everybody who, talking to Jim Bognett, of course, you're in the primary coming up on June 2nd, you're running against a whole handful of candidates. Why should you be the guy?
Well, first off, thanks for the time. I'm going to be the guy that goes, fights for northeastern Pennsylvania. I'm going to be the guy that supports President Trump, that fights with him to get this economy going again. We're going to finish the wall. We're going to take on China. And we're going to get the economy flowing again. I come from a business background. I come from a construction background. I understand what it's like to work with your hands and get things done. And I'll never stop fighting for you. And I'm the only Republican that will beat Matt Cartwright. He's Nancy Pelosi's lapdog. We'll send him packing. We'll send Nancy Pelosi to the ash heap of history, and our best days are ahead of us, Jason.
That's some good adjectives right there. It's Jim Bognak, candidate in the primary coming up again June 2nd. Yeah, I'll have you back on because I'd love to do a longer Q&A if you're up for it. And
be great.
As we get closer, it's kind of nice to start talking about some things that are not specifically COVID, and I'm happy we can have this conversation. We can agree to disagree on certain things, but I could tell you care, you know, and I like that. Thank
Thanks
you
for giving me a fair shake. Really appreciate it.
The Jason Barsky Show. Weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.